MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. It's not a novel observation to say in the political climate today, Republicans and Democrats seldom find common ground on many issues. But in many areas of the country, that common ground includes a distrust of data centers. More data centers are being built nationwide to meet the demand for digital services, including power-hungry artificial intelligence systems. Data centers, which house thousands of servers, are able to store and transmit the data required for internet services to work. Data center advocates argue they also can bring new jobs and other benefits for states and local communities. But residents and local leaders in several localities across the country, including cities in New Mexico, Delaware, Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, Texas, Tennessee, Virginia, and other states, are concerned about how the facilities could drive up utility bills and harm the environment. Data centers require a great deal of electricity to run, which some state officials worry will drive up electricity demand. From July to September, state regulators or legislators took 55 actions in 29 states related to laws or rules for large electricity users, which were usually motivated by the growth of data centers. Many data centers also require significant amounts of water to cool their servers. Large data centers can consume up to 5 million gallons of water per day, or the equivalent of a town of about 10 to 50,000 people, according to a report from the Environmental and Energy Study Institute, a nonprofit that provides educational resources to policymakers and the public. In Doña Ana County, residents and environmental law groups filed two lawsuits that allege county commissioners violated state law by approving a data center project that had an incomplete application. Local advocates and state lawmakers representing the county say the developers' plan to build a natural gas generating station for the data center would exploit a loophole in the state law that requires utilities to use fully renewable energy resources by 2045. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.